see if I can get this to work. How's that? Can you hear me? All right, I'm Cole. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Cole.
Thank you. My sobriety date is March 23rd of this year. I have a sponsor, and this is my home group. This is my first time speaking, so bear with me. I'm literally shaking in my boots. So I guess I'm going to just share my experience, strength, and hope that I've gotten so far. I grew up in a military family. My dad was Coast Guard, moved around a lot. So grew up always being the new kid. Like it's not rough enough as it is growing up. So I learned pretty early how to make friends and how to, you know, fit in, whether that was me or not. My first drink that I can remember is probably 13 or 14, trying to impress a girl, of course. And it really wasn't that big a deal till I was probably late in high school. Started drinking on the weekends with my friends, and then it started to be in the morning before school and then drinking in school. And then I got in the Coast Guard, active duty Coast Guard now, and that wasn't okay, so I stopped. And lost my train of thought. Got stationed in Texas, my first tour, and life went on normal. Had a couple drinks on the weekends here and there with some buddies, but nothing crazy. Ended up meeting a girl there that ended up marrying, and moved to Florida, and she stayed in Texas because she was also Coast Guard. When I got to Florida, spent a lot of time in the Caribbean, bouncing around Caribbean countries, and we go by the law of the land for drinking, so being in the Coast Guard and being able to drink at 18, you know, is no holds barred. And drink like a sailor is a real thing. And I watched it very quickly. I kind of knew it was getting bad, but being in the Coast Guard and being around that, it was almost justified, and it felt normal. Because there's a lot of guys that drank the way I did. So I did that for a couple years. Got transferred to another boat here in St. Pete, and continued drinking, and this time I was going down to Key West, and Key West doesn't have the same rules as Panama. They tend to be a little strict. So got away with a lot of stuff, got lucky a lot of times. Don't know how I made it back to the boat, but I did. And then I didn't. And the Coast Guard wasn't too happy with that. I was drinking, at that point in my drinking, I was drinking because I was miserable. I hated the way I felt. I hated dealing with life itself, and that seemed like an escape. And it worked for a while. And like I said, nobody thought anything was wrong because it was normal. Or I did it at home where nobody could see. So I got in trouble with the Coast Guard, and on top of that, and an already shitty marriage, I was pushed to my limit, and it just got worse. I was drinking almost a handle a day, and just feeling miserable, the second I stopped drinking. And eventually I had a little breakdown, basically, after drinking a handle. My wife was terrified that I was going to die on the bathroom floor. And the next morning told me that I needed to talk to somebody. So I went into work on Monday and talked to one of the guys I work with. And going through the process, basically, I ended up in treatment in Clearwater. And And I blamed my wife, of course. It wasn't my fault. And the world was stupid, and I was fine, and, you know, you guys know the spiel. Spent a couple days in treatment. They told me it was 3 days for evaluation. Well, 3 days went by, and they told me, okay, it's going to be 21 days for treatment. And I was not happy. And I sat that night and balanced, you know, what was more important, my drinking or my career. And I was ready to toss away the 4 years I'd spent in the Coast Guard and a chance at a great career so that I could go drinking. So that I could prove them wrong was the biggest thing. And finally slept on it that night and decided that, you know what, I'll stick it out. Career's more important, and, you know, once I'm done with this, I can just go back to drinking. Spent 21 days there total, and realized that I was an alcoholic and that I had a problem, and that that this couldn't continue. After that 21 days, you know, I was pushing the therapist to let me out, I'm good, I got this. I got out and I thought I had it figured out. I was like, cool, I got all the knowledge I need, just don't drink and I'll be good to go. I did go to a meeting my first night out, and then it was a couple meetings that week, but slowly over the next month it turned into once every couple days, once a week. And I remember towards the end of that month, I remember realizing that I was going right back to where I was before treatment. Felt like crap about myself, always depressed, craving a drink, and ended up, where did I go? Went to a meeting and talked to an old timer, and he was like, you're being stupid, go to a meeting. And I was like, yeah, I will. And that was on a Monday, and sat on it for a couple days, finally looked up some meetings, and found this one. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll try and get back into it, see if it works out. Got here, you know, felt awkward as hell. Like, came here early and just sat down all by myself. And one of the guys that was milling around the coffee table came over and introduced himself. Found out he was in the military too, and he had a couple years sober. Ended up talking to him, sat next to him in the meeting, and then I asked him to be my sponsor that night after sitting in the car for 10 minutes after the meeting, thinking about it. So, since then, life has been all right, working on it, trying, haven't had a craving, which is a positive, and I've got to meet a lot of great people. Went to Ficky Paw last weekend, had a blast. Ficky. No? Okay. Too much. Yeah, so I think I hear it in my sleep now. I've had a, you know, I've learned a lot, met a lot of great people, and picked up a lot of knowledge from everyone else around me. You know, nothing that I know now is something that I just imagined and it happened to work. It was something that was passed on to me from somebody else, whether it's my sponsor, whether it's my buddies, you know, or just some guy that I met at a meeting. And I still have 10 minutes left. 6 minutes left. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Drew on a blank. Thanks. Yeah, AA works. um, all I can say is keep coming back. Don't think you know everything, and take suggestions, because nothing you were doing before was working, so why keep doing it? Thank you.